I was working at a sports shop, sportswear shop, and there was a girl there and she mentioned, oh, I go to church. And I was like, what? I didn't know any other young people that went to church. And so I asked her where she went and she took me, and that was to Hope City Church. So I started going there, and then I just came across other friends, and then eventually found another girl that was going to Bethesda, which was a bit closer to home for me. And actually, it was a smaller congregation, but actually it felt very family orientated, and you just felt like you connected with everybody. And I love it. I love it there now.
Is there a really, I mean, it's a bit of a weird comparison, but I mean, just as you were sort of talking about not necessarily talking about depression and people not understanding, I mean, isn't it a similar thing sometimes with faith that you don't talk about it because people don't get where you're coming from, particularly as a younger person?
Yeah. And I think in the area that I was living in, kind of to talk about God or Jesus or any faith, it was kind of like an embarrassment, and people just didn't do it, and because they didn't do it, they weren't open-minded to it, so you just kind of closed yourself off to it, really.
What would you say to anybody listening to this who might be going through some particularly awful times, you know, someone who maybe does have a bit of faith in them?
Yeah.
Is there always hope?
Definitely. I mean, you can always look on, there's like YouTube videos or online services, or just reach out to just find out if there is any other churches near you. Don't just think, oh, there's only one church down the road. Go out, go and find some church that you might actually feel a part of. And once you find somewhere that you enjoy, you create a family again. You've got an extended family. That's how I see church.
And how do you feel? I mean, you know, touch wood, you this won't happen to you again, but do you somehow feel mentally prepared if it does strike you again in the future that you would be able to deal with it?
Well, actually, I had a bit of a bout of it last year. I was going through a really tough time and actually lost somebody that I knew and that I was going to work with quite closely. And she had depression and she committed suicide. So it kind of hit me hard. So I did have a bout of it last year, but again, God was faithful in it. And again, I did have friends that I was talking to and they were going through it, but because they were going through it as well, you couldn't really help one another. So it wasn't in the way that they didn't understand. It was just a different kind of point of view this time. I think what got me through it this time was my husband, Dave, as well. And again, church, that people were praying for me. And I remember my pastor, Morag, she turned around and said, look, you need to trust God with your mental health as well as everything else. And that really hit home for me. I was like, yeah, I've not trusted God with this. And I think for years I would put a bit of a bravado thing on and I was acting as though everything was all right, but I needed to deal with things. And so that's been hard, but I've coped through it, thanks to God, really.
And how are you now? Because just meeting you for the first time, you look like a really happy, bubbly person who's really enjoying life.
I am. I'm really enjoying life at the minute. I mean, even though I did have bouts of it last year, I never had those kind of thoughts as much as what I did when I was back in 2008. But again, I think it's because I've realised that through it, I'm able to help people. And just knowing that I am a child of God, just knowing that he loves me as I am, in my weaknesses, in all my flaws, that he protects me and comforts me in all my hardship. So, yeah, feeling good.
Fantastic. Well, good to hear it, and a great story to share with people. I hope people really get something positive from it as well, because you never know. If you just touch one person, that'll
definitely
be a brilliant thing to do. Lee, thank you very much for coming in. It's been lovely to meet you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.